Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back in. I am Dr. E with Talking Astrology, and today I have two co-hosts joining me today on speaking with about astrology. I have Ashley and I have Maria. Ladies, hello.
Hey, when I become a co-host, am I getting paid?
Yes, of course you're going to get paid. You're going to get a lot of attention from this podcast. We can see she's the feisty one out of the group already, huh? How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
Wonderful.
That is so good to hear. So we're going to talk about astrology. We're going to talk about their birth charts, my birth charts, how we kind of correlate and all that good stuff. So I hope you guys have your drink, cocktail, whatever you have ready so we can sit here and just chit-chat about astrology. So I guess we'll start off with Maria, since she is the host today of this session here. And Maria is a Taurus, born in the month of May. And so we know with Taurus individuals, they are definitely grounded in how they think, how they operate. When they make their mind up, it's very hard for you to have, for them to change their mind. Is that you, Maria?
That is very much me.
That is definitely Taurus. We always know a Taurus, but of course that's just their the sun sign, the month that they were born in. So we're not always going to see the sun sign, because that deals with more of like your ego, your drive, and we're not always in that mode. But looking at her birth chart, we can see she has a moon in Sagittarius. And so with her moon, those correlate to her emotions. So we know she's very fiery and passionate about her emotions. She does not play when it comes to her emotions. She's very passionate, especially when it comes to someone like in love situation. You're very passionate. You will let a person know that you care about them, that you like them, that you're about them. You don't play. Your moon also is at a 24 degree. So we can also say that something happened around the age of 24, whether it's a year before or after, that dealt with your emotions. So whether it's your heart got broken at the age of 24, around that age, you fell in love for the first time, but something around the age of 24 took place with your emotions. Your moon also talks about your mother too. So like your mother, so maybe she was a little different in like the upbringing.
A little.
So, I mean, this is how like the moons, we always can kind of see, like looking at Ashley's chart, we can say she has a Pisces moon. So her moon, so they actually kind of see things differently, even though one's a water and one's a fire. But like that spiritual side is definitely going to be strong for both Ashley and Maria, because Sagittarius is Jupiter, which is all about religion. And then you have Pisces, which also is about religion, spirituality. So those two aspects there, we definitely know that y'all have similar, but then opposite. Because whereas with Maria, she has her moon in Sagittarius, so we know she's going to be more passionate and fiery about her emotions. Whereas to Ashley, she's not going to be as passionate and fiery. She's going to be more into like feeling those emotions, picking up on other people's emotions. But her sun in Sagittarius helps her with her ego, you know, mm-hmm. to let her, mm-hmm. let people know she don't play no games. You know, she's not always going to be in that, but she has it. Me, I have an Aquarius, so I'm more, I'm more mental with my emotions. I think about things. I'm more rational. I just don't, act on my emotions. I never have. I've always liked to go through and assess the situation in a sense. But that's,
when you do, what sign tells us about when you pop off though? Because when you do go off.
Oh, that's that Scorpio. So I got the good old Scorpio in my chart. Scorpio ascendant, and Scorpio don't play no games. I think that you know what they say about that sting, that come out and sting you now. And Scorpio will. And I will say, because I mainly have more so like Sagittarius and Aquarius and Capricorn in my chart. Mm-hmm. But I do have some Scorpio. And wherever Scorpio is in your birth chart, it takes over. It's like that is going to always be a focal point, because Pluto Scorpio is so strong. And so, no. And Ashley, she has Scorpio on her chart too. Hers is with Venus. And about her people she loves, Whoa, you better watch out now.
Don't mess with them.
She does not play, okay?
Nope. My husband, my kids, my friends.
She do not know that Scorpio, wherever Scorpio is in your chart, we definitely don't play. Thinking about Mercury. So Mercury, that we'll just go down like the list of like different planets. So for Maria, she has her Mercury in Aries. So she's dominant when it comes to communication. She will lead the conversation. She's going to say what she has to say. You could potentially start talking and she's going to cut you. She's going to get her point across. You're going to hear Maria. Ain't nobody missing out on no Maria. Is that true?
Sometimes when I have a point to get across.
Okay. Okay.
If not, I'll let you think you're actually talking and I'll still take over.
That's that Aries. That is definitely Aries all day. Ashley, let's see what yours is in. Ashley's Mercury. We have Ashley with her Mercury being in Capricorn. So she's another one. She's going to direct the conversation as well, too, because Capricorn, you know, Capricorn is all about, thank you. Capricorn is all about structure. But Ashley, with Ashley, she likes to come across very polished.
She likes to definitely. That's true.
Well, yeah, Mercury, anywhere in Capricorn, they like to come off polished, know what they're talking about, and they like to educate you. So in some conversations, you know, while you're talking to Ashley, you could be like, I mean, am I a child? But that's because she's very detailed with how she comes across with her communication.
I mansplain things.
Without a doubt. She will let you know. Me, I have my Mercury is in Sagittarius. So I am another, you know, passionate and fiery about my communication, and I'm going to get my point across. Now, I have quick for like comebacks. I'm very good with comebacks. Anytime when you have your communication in a fire sign or air sign, you're going to be very quick with those comebacks. So that's like comedians. A lot of comedians in their charts, if you look at their birth charts, they have their Mercury in air or in fire, because it's, you're able to process things a little bit quicker than you do if it was like in a water sign. People that have their Mercury in a water sign tend to forget things a lot, and they're not as smooth as us individuals. I have to say that.
Okay.
But now moving on to Venus. So Venus in Gemini is what Maria has in her chart. And so Venus in Gemini is different. They, you know, they always say with Gemini that you have that dual personality. So you could be one way or you could be the complete opposite way. So it depends on who it is, how you're feeling about them, on which area you're going to go with. You attract a lot of suitors. I will say that with Gemini, you may not be aware of them, because not always will you know people. Vulnerability is always a topic people run from. I mean, men and women, no one's very just into their vulnerability, because we don't like rejection. Most people don't like rejection. So we're going to always keep that self, that part hidden. But with anytime you have a Venus in a sign like Gemini, a Libra, or Aquarius, you attract a lot of the suitors, but then you're also going to be detached. So when it comes to your love, there is an element of detachment there.
Interesting.
So, yes. Like, and so you could be definitely in love with someone, but this person, you can make a person feel as if that's not true. Because there is like a level of detachment that I don't know if anyone's ever kind of like mentioned that or said anything, but typically.
Let me tell you, Maria's last two love interests, she was very clear about how she felt about them. So much to the point, I think, that they were intimidated by it.
I could see that.
So, but that's just the last two. Now, previous love.
Not this one. Current.
Not this current one.
No.
It's, we shall name different. No names.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
We gonna keep that information. I'll drink to that.
Does this one have a nickname?
Huh?
Does this one have a nickname?
We can give them a nickname.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We're gonna have to think about this one.
Yeah.
Capricorn. We'll just say Capricorn.
No, but she's having multiple Capricorns.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's always Capricorns for me.
Well, look, we have to look in your chart. So we have to understand to the people that's listening that when you attract a certain amount of, attract a certain sign, it's usually because they fall somewhere in your chart that's very like, that hits you in a place where most people don't. So like when we're looking in at your birth chart, at the birth chart, we always look at the fifth house, we look at the seventh house, and we look at the eighth house, because your fifth house deals with fun, attraction, love, children, you know, just fun type of love. Your seventh house deals with your actual marriage, partnerships, mm-hmm. those type of relationships. And then your eighth house is like the house that they're going to completely change you. So like when you start to mess with someone that has like planets in the eighth house, they're completely going to change you as an individual, and vice versa, because the eighth house deals with transformation. It deals with other people's money. It deals with death and rebirth. So for you, looking at your chart, Maria, you have let's
see here. What is this category talking about again?
This is on so like when you attract someone. So let's say, yeah, attracting. So we can say, like, looking at your chart, Maria, you probably attract people that have a lot of Aquarius in their chart as well too. Sixth house, Capricorn. So you have a stellar in your sixth house, which means that it's just three or more planets in your in a specific house in your birth chart. And so that's like a focal point. And so that makes sense as to why you would attract a lot of people with Capricorn in their chart, because you have a stellar in your sixth house.
What's a stellar?
It's when three or more planets is in one house.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of energy that's going to be focused on that specific house, but then also that sign.
Mm-hmm.
So like your sixth house is like your everyday. So it seems like, just looking at your chart, it's as if you like someone that's going to help you out with your day-to-day, your simple things. You like that type of stuff, as to whether it's just going to get coffee, the small things. You are very simple. And so I can see where that, I see that the people that's going to transform you are people that have Pisces in their charts. So whether that's like a Pisces sun, Pisces moon, but whatever planet it is, that is going to be, that's going to transform you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For you, Ashley, we can look at your chart and we can see that yours is Scorpio, Capricorn. Oh my God, I just realized this. Aquarius is in your seventh house. That makes total sense. And it's in your eighth house. So the reason why is because her husband has Aquarius, and so that's why I was just like blown away by that information. And even your son,
and my son
has Aquarius too, and then her brother too, he has Aquarius moon. So that makes sense. And my moon is in her eighth house, which is why she would talk to me about any and everything. Why, oh my God, why did I not know this? Right, this is so interesting.
See, and we keep discovering more things, more and more with astrology.
You
every
are
day.
So true. I never realized that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so interesting. Okay, this is really cool. This is why I love astrology, everyone. I mean, because you really can discover a lot of great information.
And this man has known me since I was 16 years old, and we are still discovering new information.
Yes,
every
we
day.
Are. And you have a stellar in your fifth house. Okay, so there's a couple things going on with that. First off, when you have all these planets in your fifth house, typically that reflects as a person that's a player. I'm just going to be all the way honest. That's just the honest of it.
Don't
so
my husband here.
No. I'm just looking at, I never realized that, but you have 1, 2, 3, 4 planets in the fifth house, Ashley. 4. Oh my gosh, that's deep. And it's in Scorpio. Talk about transformation. You change people. When people, you change people. Just from a person knowing you, you change them. That's like really powerful in your chart. I never realized that.
I like that.
Yeah, that's really good. No. And when I say that, it's not always that a person has to be a player.
It ain't my fault they fall for me.
That too. But then you have to think about creativity. And also, the fifth house talks about children. So we can say she definitely was going to have a lot of children,
mm-hmm.
Because she has 4 planets, which is in her house of children as well. So, and you do, you have four, you have your Sun, you have your Jupiter, you have your Uranus, and you have your Neptune. And if you ask me, that's all of your children. Mm-hmm. Because you have Neptune would be Sunday.
That's fine.
Uranus would be Glenn. Jupiter would be Maurice because he's that Sag. And then the Sun. Mm-hmm. I guess that would relate to Gregory.
That makes perfect sense.
That's wow.
But no more kids coming, right?
No. I mean, it's just there's right. only four planets in there. Mercury right. almost made it. I don't have any planets in my fifth house, but my fifth house is in Aries. And so that's probably why I attract a lot of suitors, because Aries is mm-hmm. you know, Mars, and that fifth house is huge.
We have a man, women, everything in between coming
to
him. Everything, everybody.
That Mars, I mean, that fifth house, yeah, Mars. Anytime you have Mars, that's definitely something to watch out. So, like, when you trying to think about talking to someone, always look in their fifth house, see how that look. This little FYI. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to bring up her chart now.
Uh-huh. That's how that works, okay? Moving on. So, now let's talk a little bit about... What do we have here? Let's look at this other planet. So let's look at the Mars. Let's look at the Mars, and then we'll go ahead and switch it on over. So the last planet that we'll just talk about right now is Mars. And so we can look at Ashley's Mars, and hers is in Libra. So she has a lot of determination. Her Mars is in Libra. So a lot of times when you have your Mars in Libra, that's a lot of strength, a lot of determination to go very far in life, right? Whereas with people with their Mars and fire, they can get caught up on their ego really bad. But with air, it's a little diluted in a sense to where you can go very far. Like a lot of CEOs, a lot of people, millionaires have like their Mars in a air sign, mm-hmm. or Capricorn. Now Capricorn in Mars is like the big deal. That's what you, because that's like, not only do they make lots of money, but bed wise that's another good thing to have in your chart. I'm just saying, I mean, you can
really in the bedroom
see. Yes, Mars. Uh-huh. Yeah, Mars in Capricorn, that's like the ultimate freak. I mean, the ones that's like, I'm going to... Yeah, it is. So, with you, Maria, you have your Mars in... Your Mars is in Cancer. So, Mars in Cancer, you can give the good silent treatment. Like, you can ignore someone like nobody's business. Mars, you definitely are going to be more in your emotions, your feelings. If you're not connected with it, you're not going to be really giving it your all.
Shoot, I've seen that at work.
Yeah, when she's not into it.
When she's not feeling someone, Maria will just, I don't see you. That's about her business.
That is that Mars in Cancer. And mine my Mars is in Aquarius. And so Mars in Aquarius, once again, it has that determination. It has that element of... versatile, like you can do different things when it is in an air sign. We definitely went over our time today for this episode here. Is there any questions or anything? Like, did anybody want to say anything before we close on out this session?
Next session, I want to talk about Beyonce.
We definitely can talk about their celebrities, okay? We thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to Talking Astrology with Dr. E.
How can they get a hold of you?
Once again, visit my website at talkingastrologywithdre.com, where you definitely can reach out to me. We can set up a time to look at your birth chart. You can also catch me on Instagram at Talking Astrology. You can catch me also on YouTube at Talking Astrology as well. I thank everyone. Have a great day.
Peace.
Bye.